One of the things I've done in my life is I've been in the mortgage business since 1996. Please don't hold that against me. I managed the first and only rock and roll mortgage company out in Owings Mills. We were about a biscuit away from where the Ravens facility is, so I used to see Ozzie Newsome jog by every day. A man I knew who looked exactly like Gary Shandling had a mortgage company in Owings Mills, and he asked me to manage it for him, along with a friend of mine. And the mortgage business, you may not know this, but most of the people in it are very decadent, very money-driven people with questionable, you know, personal habits, myself included. And I decided to fill this company full of all my derelict, pot-smoking, alcoholic musician friends and have the first and only rock and roll mortgage company. One of the things we did is we bid on LendingTree leads. So when you see the commercial on TV and you're like, oh, I'm going to go on LendingTree and get a mortgage, you should know that it's a good chance that there's a total low-life piece of shit on the other end of that transaction, and you might not be getting such a good deal. The LendingTree leads themselves, I don't know, who ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross? You seen Glengarry Glen Ross? All right, awesome. All right, coffee's for closers, by the way. We bid on these leads, and the leads themselves were like gold. And at one point, I had hired a gentleman to telemarket old LendingTree leads, and about a week after I hired him, the police showed up and told me that this guy was a professional at corporate espionage and had an apartment stacked full of our LendingTree leads, maybe some of your social security numbers. That's a possibility. The company itself, as I said, you know, I hired all my friends, and most of my friends at the time were a bunch of musicians. And it was, you know, routine for us. Lunchtime meant, you know, go to somebody's house and get stoned and get high. Me and the other manager, every day at lunch, we would go to his house. If the weather was nice, we'd get stoned and pitch horseshoes. If the weather was shitty, we would get stoned and watch a match game on the Game Show Network. It was a lot of fun. I love those. And I wish they still showed Gong Show on there. But anyway, so that was kind of the environment. And, you know, as you can imagine, the mortgage business, if those are the kind of people that are in it, is not the most responsible industry on the planet. And this is a problem because, you know, really homeownership is kind of the foundation of our economy. So what happened in the last decade was, as you know, houses were overvalued. Irresponsible products were developed. Basically, if you had any kind of credit score and a pulse, I could put you in a $700,000 McMansion, no questions asked. And as you might imagine, that eventually didn't work. And we all know about the guys on Wall Street are evil and they're all going to hell when they die. But there was plenty of culpability in the middle of the business among my employees, and even among the customers, too, who are using, you know, their houses essentially as an ATM. And that, of course, couldn't last forever. At some point, that was going to fall apart. But in the meantime, we had an office full of people who were completely driven by their own expensive personal habits. I mean, weed and being drunk was the least of your worries. I remember walking into the conference room one day, and a guy's passed out face down on the conference table because he'd been eating pills all day, been eating Oxycontin all day. These are the kind of people that are helping you finance your homes. And the thing is, you think that's bad. We were one of the nicer mortgage companies. We were irresponsible, but truly, we never broke the law. You know, so we weren't really trying to screw people the way a lot of other companies were. And as a result, we used to refer to ourselves as just the tip mortgage. That's what we called ourselves. That one made me laugh, too. It made me laugh when I made it up. You know, but as you might imagine, you know, those kind of antics, you know, couldn't last forever, you know, but you had appraisers playing ball, you know, inflating values. You know, the customers, especially the ones refinancing, they bought their house a year ago. They want to take $100,000 out a year later and spend it on bullshit. And we were there to facilitate it for them. So, you know, that's, I guess, the main point I was trying to make was that, one, just because a person's got a tie on doesn't mean they're a good person. You might be dealing with a real lowlife. Two, when you see the LendingTree commercials, they're lying to you. They are liars. We had to pay $2,000 every time we closed a LendingTree loan. What that means is, even though you're supposed to be shopping for a bargain, there's an extra $2,000 in fee built in so that my friend could go buy himself a boat. One of the guys that worked for me had a boat and a big house, and now he's lost his house because our industry's collapsed. He's living in his boat. So, you know, you should keep that in mind. As I said, I filled the place with my own personal friends, all my musician friends, and they were not the best mortgage professionals and did not necessarily represent the company very well. And I would confess that I did not really lead by example anyway, because I arrived at work around 11 a.m., 2 o'clock, go get really, really high with the other manager, mosey back in, and sell you your own money for $1.05 on the dollar. And it was a good time. But it, you know, it didn't last forever. My own personal irresponsibility started leaking into my interactions with other professionals. And one day I was on the phone with a title attorney in East Baltimore, and he was not being particularly cooperative. And I told him that I was going to go down to his office and literally murder him with my bare hands if he didn't get a little more cooperative. And as you can imagine, my boss, who looked just like Gary Shandling, had to fire me. So nowadays, I work from home because because somebody like me really shouldn't be in an office setting and definitely not supervising people. So I'm on the wholesale side of the business now. I don't deal with customers directly, and no offense, but I'm glad, because I don't want to deal with you directly. Nothing personal. Thanks so much.